This chazar is zechanish of bakhir chazar shag, when Yehudim sech this human daf mem hey. The Mishnah said, Bechol yoim makriv pras vechulu. The pasuk says the ketores on Yom Kippur has to be ground fine, finely, dako. Now every day the ketores has to be ground finely, it has to be finely ground. So why does the pasuk repeat it for Yom Kippur? It does so teach on Yom Kippur, it has to be, the ketores has to be ground even extra fine, dako minad dako. Mishnah said, Bechol yoim kahanim oilim bimizrochah shall kevish go up on the east side of the ramp. This is done because all turns on the mizbech have to be done to the right. So if they go up on the left side of the ramp, when they make their first right turn, they'd have to walk across the entire width of the ramp unnecessarily to get to where they have to go. And that wouldn't be proper, so they go up on the right side. Mishnah said, V'hayoyim, the Kohen Gadol is oila be'emsa v'yorid be'emsa. Mar says this is done to demonstrate the honored status of the Kohen Gadol in the eyes of Hashem, and like we had the Rashi earlier, which said that through extension, it also shows the chshivas of Klal Yisrael in the eyes of Hashem, because the Kohen Gadol, who's only their shliach, is allowed to walk up and down in the middle of the kevesh. The Mishnah said, "B'chol yom kohen gadol mekadosh yad v'ragav minakir." But on Yom Kippur, it's done with the kitten shozov. The Gemara says this too is to demonstrate the honor, special honorary status of the kohen gadol. Mishnah said, "B'chol yom hayu shom arba b'marochis." The Gemara says, "Abraisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says every day there were two fires on the mizbech, the main fire and the secondary fire from which the coals were taken for the daily ketores. On Yom Kippur, there was a third fire from which coals were taken for the special ketores of the lufnai v'lufnim of the kodesh hakadoshim." Rabbi Yehuda says every day there were three fires, the same two mentioned above, meaning the main fire that you put all the evarim etc. on, and then the second one from which the coals were taken for the daily ketores. He says plus an additional fire was used to feed the main fire if it wasn't burning sufficiently. That was a three. And on Yom Kippur, there was an additional fourth fire, as explained, for the ketores, a special ketores of Naival of them. Rebbe says every day there were four fires, the three mentioned by Rabbi Yossi, plus an additional fire that was used to burn the limbs that didn't fully burn the night before. In Yom Kippur, there was this additional fire, a fifth fire that was used for the special ketores of Naival of them. In fact, we all agree that there were at least two fires on a typical day. How do we know that there should be two fires on a typical day? And for the Gemara, the pasuk says "Hi ha'oilo al moikta," which refers to the main fire, and then says "The eish hamizbeach tukad boy," which refers to the second fire used for the ketores. Rabbi Yossi says it was a third fire to feed the main fire when needed. He learns this from the pasuk of "Hi ha'eish al mizbeach tukad boy." Rabbi Yehuda says this pasuk teaches that when the small pieces of wood are used to start the main fire, it must be done on top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi learns this halacha like Rav Shimon from the pasuk of "Venosnu bnei Aaron hakoyen eish al mizbeach." You see, it has to be done on top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk teaches that it must be done by a kohen. Rabbi Meir says there's a fourth fire for the limbs that didn't fully burn. He learns this from the extra vav of vi'esh. The Rabbanon don't dash in that vav. These Rabbanon would say that such limbs are returned to the main fire of the Mizbeach to be burned. Rabbi Meir says the pasuk teaches that only limbs of the oila should be returned to the Mizbeach to be fully burned, but ketores that was not fully burned should not be returned to the Mizbeach. Jackson all agree that an additional fire is added for Yom Kippur. Where do we learn this from? Where it says it's learned from the extra vav and the extra hay of vi ha'esh ala mizbeach. Even according to those who don't darshan a vav, they would darshan a vav and a hay when they're both extra. Fact number, what is the mention of esh tamid in yet another pasuk teach? Mar says it's used in a brisa to teach that the fire used to light the menorah should come from the outside mizbeach. The brisa teaches further that the fire for the ketores of Yom Kippur also has to come from the outside mizbeach. We learn this from the pasuk that says that the fire for this purpose should be taken me'al hamizbeach milufnei Hashem, which we understand to mean partly before Hashem, which means near the Heichel. This would refer to anywhere on the western side of the outside Mizbeach.